We welcome in Lisa Lanier, our official attorney of this show. She solves three legal cases every week in a segment called Lawyer Up, and we always look forward to talking to her. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm fantastic. Hope you guys are.
Doing very well.
Hey.
Thank you. Let's start with a woman in New York who says she has been kept out of a house. She wanted to be the roommate in an apartment, and the folks put an ad out there saying, we need a roommate, and they liked everything about her except... she's a Capricorn, so they told her, sorry.
When is that born?
Sorry, you can't
be
here.
That's like late winter.
You're a Capricorn?
Mm-hmm. So is Jesus.
Oh, of course, now you claim him.
No, that was an old album title. I think from Kris Kristofferson.
Talk about the ultimate name dropper.
Really?
You're never going to drop a bigger name than that.
What's your sign? Capricorn, yeah, like Jesus.
Like Jesus.
Yeah. Your head's going to explode. I haven't said that name in 6 years.
Oh, really?
I once met Paul McCartney. Oh, really? I'm a Capricorn, like Jesus.
Yeah.
I apologize for Chris Dim.
For what?
Lisa, my goodness. Talk about a name drop.
Lisa, what's your sign?
Yeah, what is your sign?
I'm Aquarius. I'm an Aquarius.
When were you? What's your birthday?
February 16th.
Okay. And I'm an Aries. And they didn't want Capricorn. They wanted, I think they said they wanted Gemini or Aries maybe. But anyway, they said that they could, yeah, Virgo or Gemini is what they wanted. This is a Virgo-Gemini house.
I never liked being a Capricorn because the symbol for that, you know, like Aquarius is water,
right,
or Gemini is the twins.
Yep.
Capricorn's a goat. I didn't want to be a goat.
Well, good enough for Jesus.
Maybe it stands for greatest of all time.
Greatest of all time, of course.
Yeah.
That's what they meant by
goat.
Yeah.
Of course.
Now you get it.
What, like Michael Jordan, Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus and you.
Hey, Jesus, what do you want your symbol to be? The goat?
Obvi.
Like, we can make it anything you want, Jesus.
I know that.
You heard me. All right. You want pointy horns or round?
Well, they say this is a Virgo Gemini house, and so they kept her out because she's a Capricorn. Capricorns are too in charge, they said, so they wanted to be a more peaceful home.
Okay.
And she's saying, is this legal? Can they keep me out for that reason? And I think the answer is probably yes, Lisa. Is it?
That's correct. Yeah, your astrological sign, your zodiac sign, that is not a protected classification. So the Fair Housing Act, which is the federal protection here, there are only 7 protected categories, and it's kind of the usual suspects: race, color, religion. Zodiac sign, not ever contemplated by any of the federal legislators that drafted any of this. And so, you know, it's just one of those things that for the most part, in the majority of jurisdictions, state and local laws, too, you're generally okay to discriminate against people for certain things. You know, one of the things that's very popular that people argue a lot about is obese people are discriminated against a lot of times. And that's not protected either. And, you know, sometimes it's like, people with long hair, people with, you know, their hair dyed funny, all sorts of things. And typically you're protected in discriminating. There is an interesting thing. California has taken anti-discrimination to the ultimate kind of length here. If you're in California, you're technically not supposed to. They prohibit all arbitrary and intentional discrimination for any reason. That's pretty broad.
that's
almost indefinable.
Yeah, it is. But I don't like the fact that I could walk into a restaurant. Like recently, I went to Core Life Eatery.
Yeah.
And they could take a look at me and say, you're too fat to eat here. Get out. And they could literally say that. That's not right.
They could say that. Yeah.
And I don't think that's fair.
I once saw a sign that said, long-haired freaky people need not
lie.
Lie.
Well, I was for that.
sign. Everywhere sign.
I was for it.
So I tucked my hair up under my hat and went in and asked him why.
Well, but it's one thing. Now, that was about, that's about like a applying for a job.
Yes.
It's one thing if you don't want that look to be your employees to have that look, but to not serve somebody because they have long hair or a tattoo or being too obese or something. I just don't like it. I don't think that's right.
Or wearing a hat, a Trump hat.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly. All of those things. Come on. You got to. So I kind of like California's law here.
The vagueness one?
I like the
vague
vaguest
law. Vaguest of all vague.
Except if you're like, you know, white supremacist or KKK. I want you to be able to say not
for them. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. No, I want you to be able to say no to
buy
them.
One, get one.
You know, if you've got a swastika tattoo on your neck,
uh-huh.
First of all, I would not say no. I would probably be like,
would you like a turtleneck?
Yeah. They're on sale.
We keep Dickies in the bag for gentlemen in this occasion.
And frankly, I don't see a lot of guys with swastikas on their necks going in and getting bone broth.
Yeah. No.
They make too healthy. I ain't healthy too, brother.
They make their own bone broth.
Stay in shape for the revolution.
Yeah.
That's right. No fat supremacists out there.
Just because I hate minorities doesn't mean I don't like you. All right? Let's not paint me in a corner here.
I'd say no. I'd hold up a hand. That'd be tough for me, though. But, you know, because I'm a little scared.
You should be.
Of stuff like that. I might say to, like, Krista, can I get you a scarf? Can I get you a little something? But according to Lisa, only California has that broadness of the law. Very interesting. So she's out of luck, unfortunately, for her. Capricorn's got to move on somewhere else.
Capricorn is out of luck.
That's right.
We're used to it. That's good. Remember where Jesus was born?
Yeah, he's been persecuted for a long time.
A couple thousand.
Oh, Lord.
First Jesus, now this. Look at this.
Someday we'll catch a break, I guess.
Poor Capricorns.